USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has confirmed the first of President Biden's cabinet picks, approving Avril Haines as the Director of National Intelligence. She becomes the first woman to hold that position, which was created following the attacks on September 11th. Haines was approved by an 84-10 vote. The Senate Finance Committee has scheduled a vote on Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen for Friday. She's also expected to be confirmed with bipartisan support. The Biden administration will pause some deportations for 100 days, according to a Department of Homeland Security memo. The order says some deportations will be paused in order to ensure a fair and effective immigration enforcement system focusing on protecting national security, border security, and public safety. The memo does add that the department will continue to enforce our immigration laws. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.